Chapter 10. The Seven Questions, The Mask of Medusa, and The Good Fight. Let us open our whole being to the touch of the fire of the invisible Sun of the Spirit. May that fire rise in us now, revealing itself through the light of a new consciousness. Finally, this chapter extracts a synthesis of the presented elements in order to leave a clear vision on how our consciousness can become a true alchemical tool of the transmutation of our resistances. From the seven questions formulated in Chapter 7, we sought to reveal the magnetic key of the seven aspects of our being, the threefold consciousness and the fourfold personality. These resistances will be clearly placed before our impersonal and objective spiritual analysis to provide us with abundant working material for the inner alchemical process. Unconsciously or intuitively, we know where the greatest resistance is found on our inner path, egocentrism that prevents us from shifting our center of gravity towards the only real objective in life, constant imbalances that trigger egocentric self-protection mechanisms in us, feelings of anxiety, worry, and fear, dark and paralyzing thoughts, pace and habits of life that exhaust us inwardly, a material life separate from the one path, among others. It matters little where the core of our resistance is found or how it manifests itself, whether as a fire that burns within us, whether in conflicts with our fellow human beings, whether in family or professional matters, or even in relation to the work of the school and its dynamics. Each of us has a basic knot, a core of greater resistance, whether in consciousness or in life, and recognizing this aspect is vitally important, as it will always be the starting point of our inner work. It is necessary to use this true self-knowledge as a starting point, the result of serious pupilship and constant and lucid self-examination. Thus, the process of the transmutation of the consciousness can be seen as an inner fight, but of a very particular nature, which has its own logic, often contrary to the way our I functions and works. Therefore, if we try to fight this fight following the biased logic of our I consciousness, many times we try to carry out impossible actions during years of sincere efforts, but with fruitless results. Many pupils say they already know what to do, but not how to do it. Knowing what fight we have to fight is already an important part of how to do it. In this regard, in the Art of War, the Master Sun Tzu states that the general who does not know himself or his enemy loses every fight he fights. The general who knows himself but does not know his enemy wins half and loses half the battles, and the general who knows himself and also knows his enemy triumphs in all combats. The first is destroyed, the second stagnates, and the third triumphs. In the previous chapters, when approaching consciousness and its functioning, important tools for self-knowledge were presented. Now some elements will be presented that can help to know a little better our enemy in order to know how to fight him. Joseph Campbell states that this inner combat is represented in the legends of all peoples, and that it is the only myth that actually exists. It is a single story with thousands of different faces. In this unique myth, the human being who is walking the inner alchemical path always lives the same story, the same inner epic, and when unveiling the symbolic language of the soul, understands the logic of the inner fight. Let us try to unravel the logic of our inner combat through one of the faces of this unique myth, the legend of the combat between Perseus and Medusa, mentioned in the preface of this book. This myth has four fundamental elements, which correspond to the four aspects of the inner alchemical process: the mirror, the Medusa, the sword, and Pegasus. The mirror symbolizes the mirror of the soul, the surface where the image that human consciousness perceives as reality is reflected. The mirror is the boundary between the conscious and the unconscious, between what is light and shadow in us. When human consciousness is compared to the metaphor of the moon, we see that its visible face represents the conscious and the hidden face the unconscious. It so happens that this mirror is invisible within us, or in other words, there is an invisible border in our consciousness. For this reason, when looking honestly within themselves, many pupils cannot discern their own consciousness at work, as they cannot find a foothold from which to perceive it. The invisibility of this mirror should not lead us to give up our search, nor to the belief that if we insist blindly, moving gropingly in our inner world, one day, by accident, we will find this mirror of the soul. The truth is that this mirror is much closer to us than we can imagine. And it is something so concrete and real that it goes unnoticed. It is the world. Yes, the whole world, the world that we perceive with our consciousness. When we see a kitten struggling with its image in the mirror, we laugh. A being outside of time and space would find it as much or even more amusing to watch us move inside our large, three-dimensional mirror, in the same illusion as the kitten that the images we see are real. The mirror of the soul is everywhere. Its surface is on all faces, in all situations, in all places, because all these elements are instantly perceived by our unconscious from their connection with the collective unconscious, and only later are they filtered, ordered, and catalogued by our conscious. Therefore, in our pupilship, we do not need to imagine an invisible mirror of the soul within us, in some indefinable corner of our being. The mirror of our soul, that is, the reflection of our consciousness, is the world itself and everything we perceive in it. In other words, we perceive only our own reflection in everything and everyone all the time. So if you want to see your own soul, do not close your eyes in a vague mystical hope. Instead, open your eyes wide and see yourself in everything around you. This leads us to the second element of the myth that we are using to unravel the logic of the inner combat. Medusa. In the shallow logic of our eye, Medusa is the enemy, evil. Just eliminate her, and everything is solved. The process to eliminate Medusa, however, is neither simple nor trivial. There is no recipe or formula, and from the point of view of the eye, it can even be incomprehensible. For this reason, to know how to fight, consciousness must make an effort to understand reality in a different way. This is the very concrete meaning of a new understanding, which must be the result of perceiving the same thing from a completely different point of view. In the face of this, we ask, who is Medusa? Medusa is you, she is me, she is all of us. Medusa is the invisible face of our own consciousness. Mythology says that her face is monstrous. In essence, a monster face is a caricature, an exaggerated drawing of disproportionate lines that form a disgusting, angular face. And the image we project of ourselves, in the world and in others, is normally formed by our most striking traits, by the most pronounced lines of our character and our behavior. Thus, when we hear the mythological narrative and see that Perseus sets out to exterminate the monstrous Medusa, recognizing her through her image reflected in a mirror, we need to invert the logic of this narrative in order to understand how the inner combat really works. To transform their state of consciousness, the seekers must recognize the reflection of their behavior in the way the world and people interact with them. By recognizing that their fellow human beings' reactions are but a reflection of the way they themselves act, they can finally do something to change that. Popular wisdom teaches us very well how this works. Smile at life, and life will smile at you. Many people try to change their behavior to have a better life, and self-help bookshelves are filled with techniques to do this. Realize, however, that this is about something very different. It is about transmuting consciousness, not becoming a happier ego. The seekers need to understand that all the reactions they perceive are the complementary pole of their actions, in a perfect energetic equation, which increasingly reinforces their blind resistances, imprisoning them continuously. And as long as they do not perceive the nature of the tensions that they themselves generate, they will not be able to neutralize them. They will remain with their consciousness in the negredo, in that initial state in which they cannot perceive themselves. And not realizing themselves, they will not be able to work on themselves. If my tensions, my thoughts, my emotions are imperceptible to me, that is, if a new faculty of self-perception has not yet awakened in my consciousness, then I must use the mirror of the world. When we look in the mirror, we do not see our face, we see its opposite. When we look at the world, the same thing happens. Therefore, when we look at the world, we perceive our complementary pole, our inverted image. And let us look at some simple examples. I am insecure. I project insecurity around me. That is why I perceive a potential threat in the attitude of every person I meet. I say to myself, the world is threatening. I am vain. I project vanity around me. So I see a potential criticism of my appearance in each person. Soon, I think, the world disdains me. I am greedy. I project greed around me. That is why in everything I see, I feel the risk of losing what I have. Soon, I imagine, the world is petty and full of bad intentions. Dear reader, let us think together for a moment about the countless situations in which we feel threatened, despised, usurped, attacked, criticized, confronted, ignored, abandoned, betrayed, and so on. Let us now put all this before our inner combat and recognize, yes, now I see. This is the face of Medusa. This is my face, the face of a monster with 1,000 faces, the invisible face of my own egocentrism and attachments, which I can only perceive by its reflection in all the people and situations around me. When we perceive this, when we perceive ourselves, it is as if the light that was only found in our unconscious, on the hidden face of our consciousness, symbolically on the hidden face of the moon, slowly began to revolve in us and illuminate the visible face of our consciousness. The moment when, by the touch and impulse of the light of the superconscious, we manage to see ourselves in our mirror, in the world, then this light will not be just another unconscious touch to which we react blindly. At that moment, we will see ourselves now from the inside out and no longer just from the outside in. And most importantly, it will completely change our attitude to what we manage to perceive. Our unconscious behavior will be visible to our consciousness, and this will prevent this little enlightened part of our consciousness from continuing to function in a purely unconscious way. Rescuing the symbology of the moon, imagine the moment when a tiny part of the crescent moon begins to appear in the sky on a clear night. Even that small part of light already illuminates and outlines the entire contour of its still dark disk. At that moment, we are no longer completely in darkness, as a new consciousness has begun to be born, and albedo illuminates the gaze of consciousness. Then the light of this self-knowledge will work as a catalyst which will accelerate the process of perceiving ourselves in the world, as the image we reflect will have become clearer and more perceptible. This process will grow in us from experience to experience until a large area of our consciousness is illuminated, and that light in us is so strong as to become a powerful tool, symbolically a sword. At that point, consciousness was fully illuminated by the light of the superconscious. The spirit totally illuminated the soul, which became full, like the full moon. Transformed into the tool of inner combat, into the sword of light, consciousness can now free itself from its Medusa. In the historical origin of the myth, Medusa was a ritualistic mask used by a priestess. Therefore, Medusa is not a monstrous being, but only a mask, a distorted appearance of reality projected by our own consciousness. For this reason, the school always tells us, unmask your eye, because the monstrous appearance we see in the world and in people is just the result of the disfigured mask we carry to protect ourselves from ourselves. Unmask your eye. Unmask your Medusa. After all, she is just a mask. When the eye is unmasked and the consciousness is freed from the mask of Medusa, the new state of being, symbolically, the glorious Pegasus, which was slowly being gestated in the being of the consciousness, can be born. And with its wings it will be able to soar to the skies of a whole new life. The suffering of the eye will have disappeared, the inner battle will have been won, and the new consciousness, with its new state of being, will rise victorious in the fields of the inner alchemical battle. This process is not instantaneous, rather it is a process that takes place over a lifetime. Every inch of the battlefield of the inner combat needs to be won through truly transmuting every experience, every aspect of our being, every resistance we carry. Let us remember, however, that evil is a myth, that the monster of the eye is nothing more than a mask, that the shadow is nothing more than the absence of light, and that it disappears at the same moment that the light shines. The light shines in us. in each one of us, even if it is invisible to our consciousness, we have here and now the right tools to fight the inner battle, the alchemical battle of the soul. Now that we know what to do and how to do it, let us indelibly engrave our life task. Looking at the world and recognizing in it the great mirror of universal intelligence. Seeing in all beings the projected reflection of our own consciousness. Unmasking the farce of our eye, freeing ourselves from the mask of our Medusa, and releasing the reality, the real life that already lives in us. Nothing can stop us from doing this. In the strength of the light that already shines within our being, let's do this now.